This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. We were all taught to share as kids. After all, you know, it's the nice thing to do. So when we grow up and we can buy our own things, some of us tend to relish the idea that we don't have to share anymore. Our food, our clothes, our grown-up toys like electronics and cars. But there's a movement afoot called the sharing economy. It says owning things just bogs us down, and sharing offers more freedom, financially and otherwise. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Eve Tro reports.
The more expensive something is, the more sense it makes to share it. A vacation home for the weekend, a designer dress for that black tie dinner, even that most prized American possession, the car. There are now apps and websites for all those things. Sharing's now a way to flex your tech. Let's focus on cars. We'll start with me and my smartphone. So I am here at beautiful Santa Fe Station, train station here in San Diego, and I'm going to open my Car2Go app. Car2Go is a car sharing company owned by the German automaker Daimler. San Diego, California is one of a few U.S. cities where it operates. The app pings my location, and available cars pop up on a map.
I think this is the one I want.
The fleet, all little white electric smart cars, is scattered around town. Users leave the cars anywhere in the service area.
2,000 feet away from where I am, so I will walk toward it now.
And there I meet.
My name is Omar Passons. I'm an attorney. My building is actually right behind us.
Omar has his own car, drives it from home to his office every day. But he leaves his car at work and uses Car2Go to scoot around downtown for meetings or lunch in Little Italy.
Quite frankly, I'm kind of a foodie. I don't have time normally at lunch to trudge 10 blocks up and hang out for an hour and trudge back.
Omar swipes an access card across a digital panel. The car unlocks and we climb in. He pays 35 cents a minute, cheaper than a cab, and the city gives car sharing vehicles free parking at meters. No keys to exchange. The car starts with a push button. And the interior, despite multiple users, is spotless.
People who use Car2Go are surprisingly clean, which is cool.
Omar chalks that up to the social nature of Car2Go. People tweet constantly about using it. They friend other Car2Goers on Facebook.
There's something about that dynamic of our society right now that makes Car2Go work better than it would otherwise.
That part is newfangled and techie, but the pay-as-you-go model? That's old school. Very. In 1916, an Omaha businessman placed this ad and became the first to offer automobiles for hire.
Five-passenger Ford for rent. Perfect running condition, nearly new. We'll rent to reliable party by hour, day, week, or month. My charges are per mile. The only reasonable arrangement.
That per mile only reasonable arrangement is an old way of doing things. Car2Go CEO Nicholas Cole says consumers are drawn back to it because digital culture is all about efficiency.
Where you used to go out to a record store and buy the CD, now, you know, you get online and you buy the songs that you want. So you want to pay for what you're going to use.
Apply that idea to owning a car, and all the hours or days you don't use your car are like the songs you never listen to on an album. When Krista Kaiser moved to San Francisco, she found she barely used her car and racked up hundreds of dollars in parking tickets.
I was like, this is a city telling me that I shouldn't have a car.
So she gave it up. Now, when she needs a car for a few hours or a few days, she's found Relay Rides. It lets her rent other people's cars.
So enter in your dates, and it's going to tell you how far away these different cars are.
One she likes, a black 2005 Prius. The car is owned by Katerina Rindy. She lives a few miles away.
So that's your car?
Yeah, that's my car, the Proton.
Why is it called that?
Because I'm a nerd, pretty much.
Katerina's Relay Rides profile shows her with her car, called the Proton, and user reviews. She makes a few hundred dollars a month, on average, renting out her Prius. When renter Krista requests that Prius, owner Katerina sees her profile, too. That builds trust. But even good people get in accidents. Katerina says it takes a mental shift to share your car.
I think I've let go of that this is my baby kind of thing. I treat it more as a tool, I think, than I used to.
Her car's been scraped, left with a dead battery, but she says Relay Rides takes care of that stuff, and her belief in the idea of sharing outweighs any inconvenience. Krista, the renter, says car sharing's piqued her interest in sharing all kinds of things.
I have, you know, a tennis racket, I have skis and ski boots. I'd be happy to lend these things to my neighbors.
It's not just technology, but the recession that spurred this sharing economy.
People are getting very rigorous about really squeezing all the value out of what they have.
That's Lisa Gansky, author of The Mesh, and a venture capitalist who's backed Relay Rides, among other companies.
We're moving to a world in which access to goods, services, and talent will triumph over the ownership of them.
But there is pushback from insurance companies, for one. Some are starting to say if you rent out a car or house or other item that they cover, they're not going to share the burden with you if the worst happens. I'm Eve Troeh for Marketplace.